Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is April the 12th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Kings, chapters 16 to 18, the effective and powerful prayer model of Elijah. We read in 1 Kings chapter 18 verses 42 to 45 like this. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go up now. Look toward the sea." So he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And seven times he said, "Go again." Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, "There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea." So he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. The book of James points out to prophet Elijah as a man with similar nature as ours and highlights his prayer as effective and powerful with these words that is penned in James chapter 5 verses 16 to 18. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again and the heavens gave rain and the earth produced its fruit. In fact, Elijah showed control over the very element of nature through his prayers. According to the New Testament, the drought that Elijah called upon the northern kingdom of Israel lasted for 3.5 years. When Elijah appears before King Ahab dramatically in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 1, he does not pray publicly to God for withholding the rain from Israel in front of Ahab. We don't even know how long Elijah had prayed to God. However, we do know that Elijah got the assurance from God that his prayers have been answered. And that was when he got the courage to stand before King Ahab and boldly declare God's judgment upon Israel. However, the second prayer of Elijah for rain to be poured on Israel after 3.5 years has been described in detail in our key scriptural text. If we have to adopt Elijah's prayer as a model for our own prayers, there are 5 things to note in Elijah's prayer. Number 1, Elijah prayed according to God's plan and purpose for Israel. In fact, Elijah was distinctly aware that he stood before God earlier in prayer, even as he declared the following word to King Ahab that is penned in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. "As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand." During the dark times that Elijah lived in, the nation of Israel had corrupted herself through rampant idol worship under the leadership of Ahab, who did more evil and provoked God to anger more than all the kings before him. God's plan was to use a man like Elijah to confront the wicked king publicly through the public showdown over at Mount Carmel. Elijah prayed to fulfill God's plan and his prayers were answered instantly. Number 2, Elijah was a righteous man, and so his prayers were answered readily. God's word declares that if we regard iniquity in our hearts, then God will not hear us. We need to cleanse ourselves through the blood of Jesus by faith when we approach his throne of grace through prayer. Number 3, Elijah prayed earnestly for God to intervene. This is evident from the description about Elijah's prayer as he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. Elijah's earnestness was evident from the fact that while Ahab sat down to eat, Elijah ascended to the top of Mount Carmel and fervently asked the Lord to fulfill his word by sending rain. Number 4, Elijah focused on God alone when he prayed. While he prayed, Elijah bowed down to the ground and put his face between his knees as he cut himself off from the outside world. When we pray, we should also focus on God alone. Number 5, Elijah repeatedly looked for the answer to his prayer. Elijah commanded his servant 7 times to watch the horizon over the Mediterranean Sea to see if the answer for his prayer was on sight. Finally, when a rain cloud was sighted, so distant that it appeared no larger than a man's hand, Elijah was convinced of an upcoming torrential rain. That little cloud proved to be a thundering cumulus cloud heralding the coming rainstorm over Israel. Thus Elijah stands as a faithful prophet who prayed for the promised result of the Lord's miraculous victory.
Even though we have a promise for God's provision, we are not to stop praying for its fulfillment. We see the importance of persistence in our prayers as we read that Elijah prayed 7 times. We can also understand the necessity of faith as we pray by realizing that Elijah believed his prayer was answered before the answer actually came. Our prayers today can be as powerful and effective as the prayers of Elijah. In response to Elijah's prayer, God sent rain. Since Elijah honored God, God honored him in return. Some may ask today, where is the God of Elijah? However, a better question might be, where are the Elijahs today who can pray effectively and powerfully?
Can you make
Elijah's prayer as your model prayer today?